Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for real general practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with two-year-old Scott and his mother. Scott keeps falling over.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Hello, Scott.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Hello. What can I do for you today?
I've, a while ago, was talking to my health visitor about because he's constantly falling over.
Hmm.
So we got referred to the Niall Quinn Centre,
mm-hmm.
and he just said he's got like an inner step thing.
Ah, okay.
And that's what could be like him falling over when he's catching things. But it's like literally nothing on the floor, and he's still constantly falling over. Well, like he's just fell out there and braided his head over nothing.
Ooh, okay.
And I just wanted to say, it's like his eyes or his ears or.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Tell me a bit more. Eyes and ears.
Sometimes this eye, he's got a bit of a lazy eye.
Okay.
But there's literally, like when he's falling, there's literally nothing. And he just topples straight over.
And what tends to happen when he topples? Does he trip over himself?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, it's nothing that he's falling over, but then I'm starting with him going to, like, the nursery and things. And
yeah. So he just started in nursery now?
Yeah, he's just started in January.
Has he had any serious injuries with this at all?
No.
No, okay. Apart from the falls and tripping over himself, was there anything else? You mentioned his ears.
Like he's just get his ears checked.
Yeah. Is he hearing all right?
I suppose so, yeah.
No discharge from his ears?
No.
No, never had problems with his ears.
But his ears is really dirty, always.
Okay. Uh-huh. Right. How do you clean them?
With a cotton bud.
Okay. Be cautious with the cotton bud. I wouldn't tend to stick them in the ear canal.
Oh, I'm not getting what to do when I'm not.
You can do it around this bit, but not in the ear hole itself, because it tends to push the wax further in. So if you're going to use anything, a normal toilet tissue, soft toilet tissue, and you can put it in there. Or if he's prone to getting wax, we could think about giving you some ear drops for him. But I'll have a look in his ears now.
Uh-huh.
Was there anything else that you were concerned about?
Just he's fallen
just
over.
Okay.
Does he even get his eyes checked or?
So you were thinking maybe it could be down to his eyesight. Maybe it could do due to his ears.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anything else on your mind?
No.
Anything in particular you wanted me to do apart from looking at his eyes and ears?
I don't know what. No.
And when he was assessed in the Niall Quinn Centre, was he seen by a physiotherapist or?
Oh, I don't know.
What sort of specialist? You're not sure?
I'm not sure.
So maybe we have a look at the letters together. We could decide.
Uh-huh.
And so it'd be helpful for me just to see him walking as well.
Yeah.
So we'll do that.
Uh-huh.
Anything else wrong with him?
No.
Growing okay?
Yeah.
Seems fit and healthy,
fine, yeah.
Who's in the home?
Just me.
Scott.
Okay. Nobody smokes?
I smoke, but it's outside.
Okay, well, that's a start. Are you thinking about vaping or stopping completely? Fab. Okay, if you need our help, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But his general health is fine. Is Dad on the scene at all?
No.
You say that with a bit of malice.
Oh, no. We don't get on.
No. Okay. But did Dad have any contact at all?
No, it doesn't bother him.
Is that distressing for either of you?
No. We'll just get on with it.
You've got plenty of support.
Oh,
you've got your family nearby.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Were there any issues with Dad?
No, none. He just...
Fine.
Uh-huh. Just went his own way. We've asked him, but he's not really interested.
All right. Okay. Shall we start with your ears, my friend? Would that be your eyes? Beautiful ear on that side. Let's have a look at the other one. Well, that one looks good as well. Do you mind if I just whisper to you? Can you tell me what I'm saying? Elephant. What was that? What did I say?
What did he say? You don't know.
Does he seem to hear all right?
Well, I've got to tell him like 2-3 times when I'm talking to him. But I think it's just he's at that age where he's not listening to us.
Tell me what I'm saying, all right? Listen carefully.
Ice cream.
He smiled.
What did he say?
Ice cream.
Let's try the other one. Chocolate.
What did he say?
Chocolate. Okay, so his hearing's fine, isn't it? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Let me have a look at your eyes. So, well, if I can hold up something that you can look at. This is what every little boy likes looking at. So we'll give you that. You see?
Does it look the same with both eyes? Can you see it now? Yeah, okay. So he's got no lazy eye at the moment, and he's seeing clearly with both eyes, which is good news. It's quite common for children and some adults too to find that when they get tired, they get a lazy eye and the eye just squints in the way. That's not a worry, but if he's got a persistent squint, then it might be worthwhile getting the optician to assess things.
But
I'm not worried about that.
Right.
Let's just see how it affects him at the moment. So it'll be helpful for me just to watch him. What would be useful is for me just to walk. Can you walk towards me?
Walk over there, because we need to check.
Tell you what, Mum, you come to me, and I'll go to where you are. Okay, that's lovely. Yeah. And if you can both walk to the door outside and then walk back again. Now, I want you to race your mum, so you need to run. Run to the door, Go, go, fast. And then come back again. Run back. Well done.
Brilliant.
Excellent. Right. Let's have a look at your feet as well. Do you want to sit up on Mum's knee? I'm assuming this has already all been done, hasn't it?
Well, like he's there.
Yeah.
The click?
Yeah, don't worry about the clicking. But they strain, so that's absolutely fine. So
he just said that he's more bendy than other kids, like when he was checking them out.
Yeah. I'm not worried about that. Can I borrow this just to check for your bendiness? Okay. You're not particularly bendy, so I'm not worried about
that.
This is a normal stage of development for him to be just in-toeing a little bit. So the foot veers in the way.
Yeah.
He tends to trip over his foot, and it's a normal stage of development, all right?
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it as long as he doesn't injure himself badly with it, okay? He will grow out of it quickly, but it may take a year or two before he does.
He's had this since he started walking.
Yeah.
And that was just what
his feet straighten quite nicely. He doesn't need any special treatment for it, but he will grow out of it, but it might take a year or two. All right. If it's getting worse and you're worried about it and he's falling more often, we'll have another look at him.
Right.
But I can be quite reassuring about his hearing, about his eyesight, and also about the bones and joints. They're fine.
Right.
They're fine. But so long as it doesn't cause him to have a major injury, I'm not too worried.
Yeah.
If it does, or if it's getting worse, I'll have a look at him.
Right.
But his coordination is really good. He's able to walk, he's able to run, but occasionally trips over himself.
Yeah.
When he gets a bit lazy, his feet just cross over each other, bang,
yeah.
And then he's over.
Just because, do you know, when he's fallen, he doesn't put his hands out to save him.
Yeah, oh, God.
So, like, he just falls.
Yeah. Well, you're going to need to learn to do that, my friend. So you need to protect yourself.
Keep shouting when he's falling over. Please put your hands out.
Yeah, otherwise you'll hit your head. So protect yourself when you fall. He'll learn. He will learn.
All
right, if he's not learning, let me know.
Right, I will
know. Okay. Any questions?
No, that's it, thanks.
Okay, good to see you, Bert.
Right, thank you very much.
Anytime. Let's hear it for our GP. Way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.